Dean, 0-0 at half time, 19-20 seconds into the second half, you're 1-0 down.
Yeah, I mean, I thought first half we defended, showed some really good defensive discipline. They've still have had chances because they're a top team and they will do that against anybody. But on the whole, defended really well first half. I thought we were quite enterprising ourselves on attacking transitions and had a couple of chances. John McGinn's forced the goalkeeper into a good save and Douglas just couldn't get on the end of the rebound. You know, in second half then, we kick off actually quite well and force them back to the goalkeeper. And for all the intricate passing movements that Man City are known for and the patterns, you know, it's a 70-yard smash from this goalkeeper straight down the middle. Tyrone should do better with his header, and Fred and Bjorn should be in better positions to defend it. If he doesn't head it, you give players like Raheem Sterling chances like that and he'll score, and that's what he did. And it became tough then because, you know, coming here is difficult enough. So we've given them a really good start to the second half, you know, and we had to defend, and we defended well at times, you know, always looked a threat on the counter-attack. And then, you know, the second goal, I think short corner, we don't stop the cross, and it goes upstairs to VAR, and from what I'm led to believe, it should have been disallowed because David Silva's touched it. And Raheem Sterling's impeding our goalkeeper's view. But we'll leave another one to VAR.
You looked a little rattled after that first one went in, maybe some mistakes creeping in. Did you lose a bit of confidence after that first one?
I think we was frustrated and a little bit annoyed at the goal and the manner of the goal. You know, and the emotions can come into it, and we probably lost a little bit of emotional control for the 5 or 10 minutes. You know, but I thought we got that back after the second goal, to be honest. But, you know, we can take great lessons from this game, the way Manchester City play, the way they're coached. You know, they use the space behind you really well. They make some great forward runs, Raheem Sterling especially. You know, and if they don't get the ball, then they create space in front of you. So, you know, it's something that we can certainly learn from. It was always going to be a tough game, but I said to the players today, before we came here, I think we're 30-1 to win the game today in a two-horse race. And, you know, hopefully next time we come here, it'll only be 4-1.
Obviously, I'm sure you want to go into every game winning, getting points out of it. As you mentioned there, do you come into it thinking afterwards that maybe if you don't get something, if you did get something, it's a bonus in these sorts of games?
No, I never look at games like that. There's an opportunity to go and win a football game, and that was one for us today. So I'm disappointed with the manner of the goals we've conceded because they were poor goals. You know, even the third one's from a corner routine that we should have dealt with very easily. So, you know, altogether disappointed. Every game you play is an opportunity to go and win a football game. It's 11 men against 11. And, you know, we've gone in at half time, probably the happier to be goalless, knowing that if we got an opportunity, we could probably take it.
A final one from me. Jack Grealish went off towards the end there. How is he?
Yeah, I mean, early to tell, he got a whack in the calf. I was bringing him off just before that, to be honest. I wish I could have got him off a little bit earlier, you know, because he was on a poor caution for me that should never have been, you know. But yeah, hopefully he'll be okay.
On the goal, the second one for Manchester City, we understand that it wasn't ruled out because the VAR couldn't find a definitive angle that showed whether David Silva had touched it or not, so they went with the on-field decision. But is there still that sense of frustration that if Silva has touched it, then Sterling, as you say, is impeding the view of Tom Heaton?
Silva has touched it, it's offside, so there's no definitive or not, he's touched it, he's ran away claiming the goal. I think that gives everybody enough reason to know that he's touched the ball. Yeah, I thought the offside ones were going to be easy, but obviously they're not.
There has been so much talk about VAR. They did look at that decision for a long time, perhaps longer than we have seen. From your perspective as a manager, what can be done to improve it?
Certainly the time. I mean, we're waiting forever to kick off then, you know, after that second goal. It takes a long time. But, I mean, I thought the offsides would be easy. They've got the computer bots and they've got the lines. You know, he's touched the ball. He's run off celebrating. So, It's one that should have been ruled off, but you know, we've got used to that now.
Does it change the game at that point? Yes, they were 1-0 up, but it makes it 2-0.
It certainly does, because you know, to get two goals against this team is very difficult. Not many teams do that. I watched them in midweek against Atalanta, and you know, they got a goal early and they went and scored five and could have scored more. So to score goals against them is difficult enough, and to get the ball back off them is difficult enough. But 2-0 makes it a very tough challenge for us to get back into it. 1-0, you've still got a hope of one attack in transition or a mistake from them.